Sai Ram children, welcome to this week's Children's Hour.
And as always, we are coming to you live from Radio Sai Studios at Prashanti Nilayam.
Children, do you know what is the special festival coming up this weekend?
It is the celebration of the birth of one of the greatest heroes of Indian culture and history.
This personality is not only one whom we all worship, but also one whom Swami says we should all take as our ideal.
Swami would say that we should respect our parents the way he respected his. We must love our brothers like how he did.
And I'm sure most of you would have guessed whom we are talking about and which festival we are referring to.
Yes, I can hear some of you giving the right answer. You are right, children. The hero we are referring to is Lord Rama. And the festival is Sri Rama Navami, the birth of Lord Sri Rama.
And do you know, children, what is the name of the epic that describes the life and achievements of Sri Rama? Of course, all of you know, it is Ramayana.
But children, do you know who wrote the Ramayana? Who was the author of this epic?
But before that, do you know, children, Ramayana was not written after the story had happened like other historic biographies. It was written even as it was happening.
Wow, isn't that exciting now? Okay, let us tell you how it happened. There was this sage, his name was Valmiki. One day he was wondering if there is anyone in this whole world who is leading an ideal life. A perfect person who, when he was contemplating this way, Lord Brahma appeared before him.
Brahma? Children, he is the god of creation. So, Lord Brahma told Valmiki that there was an individual who is leading the life of a perfect human. And in fact, he is none other than Lord Vishnu come in human form.
Then Lord Brahma gave a boon to Valmiki, saying that he will have the fortune of writing the Ramayana even as it is unfolding. He was told that the scenes of Ramayana will appear in his mind even as he would sit to write it.
Wow, how amazing would that be? So that work written by Valmiki is called Ramayana, the story of Lord Rama.
Children, there are many, many interesting facts about this story, but we won't be able to tell you all of them today. But we will tell you a few for sure.
Not just that. We are also going to play for you a drama on the Ramayana enacted by children from the primary school in Prashanti Nilayam.
But Ganesh, before we get to that, it is a long time since we had a conversation with children from the children's, for the children's hour, right?
Yes. But this week, we won't go without a children's conversation. Because I recorded a short chat with one little boy who studies in a school in Brahmanapalli village. A village that is neighboring to Parthi.
So then, we should play that conversation first. What do you say?
Yes, of course, Prem. Children, listen to this conversation, but don't go away. As we told you, apart from the drama, we also have a few more interesting things about Ramayana to tell you all.
Sai Ram, dear children, today we have a special guest in our studio for our children's conversation. Sai Ram. Can you please introduce yourself to all our listeners?
Yes. My name is Om Sai Pradhan. I am studying in 6th standard. I am from Baba Learning Center. And my mother's name is Ratna Pradhan. And my father's name is Ratikant Pradhan.
So where do you stay? Where is this Baba Residential School?
This Baba Residential School is located in Brahmanapalli.
What do you like the most?
I like Swami's miracles. Okay. And I like to become a doctor.
Why only doctor?
Because Swami says doctor is a god. And we should treat with love. And doctor is a god who has all the lives in his hands.
So then, what does a doctor do? Did you ever go to a doctor?
Yes, I went to a doctor. He treats all the patients with love.
So when you went to a doctor, when you had a headache or a cold or a fever,
yes,
what did he do?
He checks with love.
So what do you have to study if you have to become a doctor?
I should study science.
So which is your most interesting aspect of science? Which part do you like the most?
I like botany.
So it's about plants?
Yes.
So that is your interest. So at your home, do you grow plants or around your school, do you have plants?
Yes.
So what do you do with all those plants?
Yeah, I enjoy them, their beauty, and they're very great.
So what all plants do you have at home?
Yeah, I have flower plants, fruit plants, etc. Like rose, jasmine, hibiscus, etc. And I have fruit plants like mango, chiku.
So you have a very big garden at your home?
Yes.
So every day, what do you do to your garden?
Yes, every day I pour water to them. And I decorate them.
Mm-hmm. How do you decorate the plant?
By cutting shapely.
So this is which season?
Now summer.
So what do you have to do to the plants to make them grow better? It will be very hot, right?
Yes.
So then you have to take a lot of care to the plants. So what are you planning to do to your plants?
I should pour water more, morning and evening, and while they are drying up, I should take care of them very nicely, and that's all.
So how the doctor takes care of the patient, in the same way you take care of the
plants,
right? So which is your favorite plant?
Rose plant.
Rose plant, why?
Because the rose is very nice. It has so many petals and it is in so many colors. It is very beautiful to see. It gives fragrance.
But rose plant, no? It has thorns along with them. Why?
Because some animals will eat it, no? So for escaping from them, they have thorns. When animals come to eat them, the thorns will break them and they'll go away.
What do you learn from plants? Did you ever try to see what is there and what is so special in plants around you?
Yes, I learned a model from them. They're very sacrificing. Like they give everything for everyone. Like they give shelter for animals, human beings.
But human beings, what is the most important thing that plants do?
Plants give them oxygen.
Very good.
By taking their carbon dioxide.
That is the most important thing because we all inhale oxygen and carbon dioxide is we are exhaling out. So the plants take in whatever bad we are leaving. Right?
Yes.
And give out what is good for us.
Good for us.
What is the next thing that the plants do when they grow into big trees? What do they do?
They give a shelter from rain, sun, etc. And they give nice flowers, fruits. They sacrifice everything and they will cut them and they will sacrifice wood for human beings.
Part of the plants are very, very important, right? So everything is useful in a plant, correct?
Yes.
So you were telling me that apart from becoming a doctor as your interest, you also like Swami's miracles.
Yes.
So what is the most interesting miracle that you ever came across? Did that happen in your family?
Yes. I will tell a miracle about my grandmother. When she was having a very severe ear pain, and she operated it by a doctor in Bangalore hospital, and the pain didn't go. And she was praying Swami very much, and Swami And one day, when she slept, the Swami came in her dream and just blew air into ear and told, now your ear pain is gone. And he told and dream stopped. And while waking up, she didn't had ear pain. And she thought Swami is great. And
so that is the most interesting miracle. So how much do you love Swami?
I love very much.
What will you do for Swami? What does Swami like from children?
He says, love all, serve all. And he likes children more because they always tell true. And they don't know, they are very innocent. So Swami likes them.
How do you follow Swami's teachings? Swami tells love all, serve all. So do you follow it at school, at home?
Yes.
Or when you go out? How do you do that?
Anyone will ask money, will give money, and that is serve all, by serving everyone. And on my birthday, I give food to all poor in temples. And I will not hurt anyone by doing.
How do you go along with your friends? Did you ever face any problem with your friends?
No.
No. Always you will be very friendly with them.
Yes.
Did anybody try to irritate you or trouble you? And what was your reaction?
I'll tell them not to do like that again.
Will they keep quiet?
Yes.
Your aim is to become a doctor. There are so many departments in medicine, right? There is heart. There are so many parts in our body. There are bones. There are eyes. There is throat. Which part of medicine do you want to study?
I want to become a plants doctor.
Plants doctor. So you want to treat the plants?
Yes.
So which rank do you get in school?
Always first.
When somebody is there who doesn't know the subject, what you know the most, what do you do? Do you try to help them or help
yes.
them in their studies?
Of course. Our friend is very poor in English. So my madam told to help him in English. So daily I call him to my place and when I am free, and teach him all about English.
So you help him in his studies?
Yes.
So he did well in his exam?
Yes.
What is your message to all our children who are listening to this conversation?
I'll give them a message to follow all Swami's sayings.
Mm-hmm. Which is the best one you like the most, apart from love also all?
Hands that serve are holier than lips that pray.
You know singing?
Yes.
Can you sing a song for us?
Yes, of course. Sadguru Sai Saraswati. Sadguru Sai Saraswati. Brahma Deva Sati Bharati. Brahma Deva Sati Bharati Mangala Manjula Vadvilasini Mangala Manjula Vadvilasini Veenava Dini Kalavati Veenava Dini Kalavati Hamsavahini Vityatai Hamsavahini Vityatayini Vedamata Shri Sai Bhagavati Vedamata Shri Sai Bhagavati Sadguru Sai Saraswati.
So when Swami, after singing this bhajan, if Swami directly appears in front of you, what will you ask him? What is the first thing you ask him?
I ask him to bless my father and mother, and my grandmother has severe leg pain. I tell Swami to cure that, and I wish that all our family members will be good.
Thank you for having this chat with all of us. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
So how did you like that conversation, children? You will agree that Om Sai Pradhan has a very sweet voice, isn't it?
We do hope to bring you more such conversations, which are very interesting. Let's see whom Swami sends for the next week.
So children, are you ready for some more interesting facts on the Ramayana? Do you know, children, the Ramayana, written by Sage Valmiki, is actually a poem?
And it is a long poem.
That's true.
In fact, children, Ramayana is considered to be the first poetic work by anybody. And that is why Valmiki is called Adikavi, means the first poet.
And when we say that the Ramayana is a long poem, do you know how long it is? The Ramayana has 24,000 verses.
Ooh.
Can you believe it, children? 24,000.
That's really long, isn't it? And children, do you know another interesting fact? You all must be knowing the Gayatri Mantra, right?
Oh, it is supposed to be the most powerful mantra, isn't it? Swami would always ask us to chant it. You remember, children, sometime back, Sumna Madam had mentioned that Swami has said we should chant Gayatri Mantra to improve our memory.
Yes, yes, yes. This Gayatri Mantra has 24 syllables, or what is called Aksharas. And if we take the first syllable of every 1,000th verse of the Ramayana, you will get the Gayatri Mantra.
Wow, isn't that amazing now? There are many more such interesting mysteries about the Ramayana, children. But shouldn't we know the story first? That's most important, right?
So come, let us listen to this drama by primary school children, staged in Swami's presence in 2009.
We, the children of Bhagwan's primary school, offer ourselves at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Mother Sai.
Kanarandi kanulara, vinarandi manasara. Kanarandi kanulara, vinarandi manasara. Ramakatha Sri Ramakatha, Ramakatha Raghu Ramakatha. Ramakatha Sri Ramakatha, Ramakatha Raghu Ramakatha. Kanarandi kanulara, vinarandi manasara.
దశరథుడు రవి కుల సంజాతుడు పుత్ర కామేష్టి చేసి నలుగురు సుతులను పొందాడు. పెద్దవాడు శ్రీరాముడు కోటి సూర్య సమ తేజుడు. భరత లక్ష్మణ శత్రుఘ్నులు ఆతనికి తమ్ములు. విద్యార్థులుగా చేరినారు కులగురువు పంచన. రాచబిడ్డలై కూడా సమతను పాటించిరి వినయంగా.
Majesty, Brahma Rishi Vishwamitra seeks an audience with you.
Sage Vishwamitra in Ayodhya, his coming augurs auspiciousness.
I shall myself accord a warm welcome to the wise and learned sage. O venerable sage Vishwamitra, it is indeed a great day, for you have condescended to grace us with your august presence.
Ayushman Bhava Dasharath Maharaj. As you very well know, we do not emerge from our hermitage without reason. I have come to you on a high purpose. I have not the least doubt that you will surely adhere to the word once given.
O revered one, Dasharath is not the person to break his pledged word. He will give up his life rather than bring dishonor on himself.
Pray, tell me the mission that has brought you to Ayodhya.
I resolved upon the performance of a celebrated yajna for Loka Kshema and Loka Kalyana. But as soon as I enter upon the preliminaries, evil spirits and demons cause sacrilegious obstructions. I want to bring this yajna to a successful conclusion.
Is that all? I'm here, most willing, most ready. I shall come with my infantry, cavalry, chariotry and elephantry and guard the yajna.
No, Dasharath, I assert you cannot accomplish this assignment. I require from you only one thing now, your son, Ram. He alone can save this yajna from these abominations.
Master, how can my tender Rama, my very son, perform such a stupendous task?
This boy, whom you affectionately consider as your son, is divine might itself in human form. Keep your word so solemnly given and send him this very moment with us.
O Gurudev, how can I, a father, a seasoned warrior, wantonly expose my gentle sprout of tenderness to the fiery flames of Rakshasa's wrath? Please spare them and permit me to guard the yajna.
O king, you should have desisted from making promises that you cannot fulfill. I spurn the help you offer so sorrowfully. Brahmarishi Vashisht, pray counsel the king along the right lines.
O Dasharath Maharaj, you are coming in the way of an imminent cosmic revelation, a mighty fulfillment. Formidable divine forces have taken the forms of your sons for the very purpose of destroying evil. So, without further delay, summon the boys and entrust them to Vishwamitra Rishi.
As you command, O Gurudeva. Sumantra, please summon the boys.
Rajkumars, will you both come with me and help me complete my yajna?
Most willingly, Gurudev. Sons, Rakshasas are no ordinary forces, almost impossible to subdue. Forgive me, for I am trusting you in the name of truth to the tiger's paws.
Father, there is nothing impossible for us. Why this frailty? You speak of thrusting us into the tiger's mouth. Haven't you realized yet that we are not goats to be so offered? Believe us to be lion cubs. Send us to this sacred task with your blessings. We shall fight the demons, however fierce they may be, and bring peace to the sages.
Excellent! Dasharath Maharaj, did you hear the lion's roar? Arise, place your sons at the service of sage Vishwamitra.
విశ్వశాంతి కొరకు చేయు యాగానికి రక్షగా రామ లక్ష్మణులను వెంటగొని పోయెను గాధిపతి
పురుషులకు ధన్య భాగ్యమట భాగ్యము భేదము లేదట ప్రభు తేజమట ధగ ధగ మెరిసెది దివ్య రాముడట రామాంశమున రమణి సీతయట సీతారాముల సోదర సేవకుడు మన క్షేమ మరగునట
క్షేమము అడిగిన మనకేక కొదువా
పారాణి ఆరకని పయణమా నాటి వాగ్దానము కాశాపమా మందర మాటలు విని
Jivatma transgresses the cosmic law. Lord God, in his compassion, incarnates to reinstate it. This is exactly the story of every avatar.
Lakshman! Aryaputra! What happened, Sita? I have beheld something unearthly, totally out of the world.
What is it that has enamored you?
Come with me. I shall show it to you. It is a golden deer, ethereal and charming. Look, look at it.
You are right, Sita. It is one of God's exquisite creations.
Isn't it like the moon dancing on earth? I am fascinated by it. I must have it, Lord.
Its unmatched beauty has become its own foe. Isn't it, Brother Lakshman?
Yes, Brother Ram.
Sita's wish should be honored and fulfilled.
Quite right, brother. I have a strange premonition that mother's unfounded desire for this golden deer will put us in peril. Such fearless perfection is impossible in Prakriti. It appears to be the elusive trickery of the Rakshasas that abound this place.
Moments are getting lost in vain talk. Look, the deer is running away. Lord, please fetch it for me.
Lakshman, it looks like Sita can be pacified only when the golden deer will become hers.
Forgive my impudence, brother, but I still feel very strongly that this is Rakshas Maya.
So what if it is a Rakshasa? Today his death is imminent.
Please tarry not anymore.
Janaki, I shall pursue the deer and catch it for you. Lakshman, be wary and cautious. Guard Sita with great care. Don't leave her alone under any circumstances.
As you command, brother.
Hey Lakshman! Hey Sita!
Lakshman! Lakshman! Did you hear that? What is the matter, Lakshman? Why aren't you responding? A calamity seems to have struck your brother.
Mother, rest assured, no calamity can ever touch Sri Ram.
But the Rakshasas of this place are adept in camouflages and subterfuges. They cause profuse disasters.
Mata Shri, no Rakshasa, however crafty, can inflict any injury on my brother. Do not be worried. Muster courage and be calm. Sri Ram shall surely return to the hermitage, hale and hearty.
Lakshman, how can you speak thus and remain unmoved after hearing? hear this pathetic cry of distress.
Mother, why don't you understand that it is not Sri Rama's voice that we heard? It is sheer impersonation. Pray, possess your soul in patience and wait for your Lord.
Well, Lakshman, you can continue to stand like a feelingless rock. Evidently, you do not love your brother. Never mind, I myself shall go.
Mata Shri, hold yourself.
If you want me to hold myself, then act now. Rush to the presence of my Lord.
Mother, the command of Sri Ram is my very life. But today, to satisfy your wish, this Lakshman will disobey his Prabhu Ram's command for the first time in his life. Brother Ram, omniscient and compassionate one, forgive this Lakshman of yours. Mata, with the power of the Guru Mantra, I have drawn this line and built an impregnable invisible wall of protection. Anyone who dares to cross this Lakshman Rekha will be burnt to ashes. Mother, refrain from stepping out of this line under any pretext or pressure. O Vanadevatas, sentient beings of the forest, I am leaving Mother Sita in your care. I implore thee to protect her.
Bhavati Bhikshan Dehi, Bhavati Bhikshan Dehi, Bhavati Bhikshan Dehi.
Pranam Mahatman.
Kalyanamastu. A wandering mendicant stands humbly at your doorstep, hungry and exhausted. Please give me something to eat.
O revered one, please wait a while. I shall fetch some food for you. O venerable mendicant, please receive the food.
Devi, as you can very well see, I have assumed a comfortable posture. You are putting me into great inconvenience by asking me to walk up all the way to receive the food. Whatever you want to offer to me, offer it here itself.
Mother, refrain from stepping out of this line under any pretext or pressure.
Mahatman, please take the trouble of accepting the food.
You expect your atithi to get up and receive offerings? It is highly unbecoming, against the decorum of our culture. You are dishonoring my presence, insulting me by treating me thus. I shall curse you.
No, please don't curse. Don't take offense. I am constrained. Lakshman has drawn a line of protection for me and has entreated me not to cross it. I am under oath. Please understand my predicament.
Enough of your insolence. Don't underestimate me. I am a Trikaladarshi by the powers of my insight and foresight. I can tell you that your husband is in the midst of the forest chasing a golden deer for you.
True, very true.
Be aware, with the power of my Tapo Shakti, I can hurl a curse on him that...
No, Mahatman, don't curse. Have mercy on us.
You are forgiven. Now that you have transgressed the Maryada line, surrender to me, Sita.
Surrender to you? O wicked one, who are you?
I am the Triloka Vijayata, Lankeshwar. Ekoham Vitiyo Nasti, Nabhuto Nabhavishyati.
Surpanaka Matavinna Lankeshudu, Bhikshakudai Sitammanu Apaharinchenu. Prati Manasuki Unnadaka Lakshmana Rekha,
కూతురిని దశరథునికి కూడలిని శ్రీరాముని ధర్మపత్ని సీతాదేవిని నేను ఒక్క క్షణం మాయకు లోబడిపోయి తిని రామునికి దూరమై విలపించుచుంటిని రామునికి దూరమై విలపించుచుంటిని
సీత సరెండర్ టు మీ ఫర్గెట్ దట్ వాండరింగ్ ఎసిటిక్ వన్వాసి
ఓ ఇగ్నోరెంట్ వన్ నో దిస్ ట్రూత్ The way the sun beam cannot be separated from the sun, the moon beam from the moon, nothing can separate me from my Lord. O foolish one, be aware, my Lord is not only the Lord of my life, but the master of all the 14 lokas.
O foolish woman, you don't seem to have an idea of my prowess. The unassailable Himalayas shudder in my mere presence. The 5 life-sustaining elements of the universe are at my beck and call. Why, even the very Navagrahas bow down to me in humility and with folded hands await my command.
If you are as powerful as you profess to be, why did you stoop to malicious subterfuge to steal me away from the hermitage after luring my lord and Lakshman away from it? It is an act of a common thief.
Sita, by speaking disparagingly against me, you are courting death. Only one thing can save you. Surrender to me.
Remember, only one thing can save you. Surrender to the lotus feet of my Lord, who is the very ocean of love and compassion. He will forgive you. Restore me to my Lord with dignity and respect.
Ha! Never!
They say when extermination is near, discrimination flees far. I warn you, if you don't make amends for your heinous, unpardonable act, you will bring about the total destruction of your clan.
Sita, you're crossing all limits. I shall this very instant slay you.
Lord, please refrain from acting in haste. Killing a helpless woman, a pativrata, is an inexcusable sin which cannot be pardoned.
Who is taking my Lord's name? Am I dreaming or hallucinating?
Sita Ma ki seva mein Raghuvar ko sandesha laayo aur sang laayo Prabhu mudrika nishaan.
My Lord's golden ring? Who is singing my Lord's glory so sweetly? O Punyatma, whoever you are, reveal yourself to me. Who are you? Where are you?
Mata, I am Sri Ram's humble and devoted sevak, Hanuman.
Are you really Sri Ram's messenger?
Jai Sri Ram!
Or is it another trick of the Rakshasas to torment me?
Mother, believe me. I have come from the very presence of Lord Sri Ram. I am neither Ravan nor any of his devilish Rakshasas. I am a faithful servant of Lord Sri Ram. Consider me as your son. This precious ring is verily the same one that you placed on Sri Ram's golden finger.
Hanuman, I am convinced that you are my Lord's doot of unequaled splendor. Looking at you, my mind seems to find peace.
Matashri, today I beheld the luster of the illustrious Ravana, waning, fading in the face of the fiery effulgence of your Pativrata Dharma. I saw the tejas of your chastity, purity and devotion. Don't worry, Mother. Sri Ram will come very soon and rescue you.
Soon? How soon, Hanuman? Every second without my Lord seems like eternity. I'm caught here, helpless and forlorn.
నీ కొరకై రాముని బాధ. బ్రహ్మచారినైన నాకే కళ్ళు చమచ్చెను గాథ. నాదు భుజములపై కూర్చుని విశ్రమింపుమమ్మా, క్షణాలలో నిను చేర్చెద నీ పతి దరినోయమ్మా.
శ్రీరాముని శక్తెంతో లోకానికి తెలియవలే, దిగ్విజయముగా రాముడు దశకంఠుని తురుమవలే.
Universal and transcends all dualities. It knows no distinction or discrimination. It punishes not, rewards not. It simply is. Love assumes avataric forms to resurrect and reform the erring mankind. When Ravan faltered, Shri Ram, verily love personified, sent repeated reminders for his correction and redemption. Angad was one such envoy.
Oh Vanar, who are you?
I am the envoy of Lord Shri Ram.
What brings you here?
I have come here on the behest of Shri Ram to give you some sound advice.
A fickle-minded Vanara sent to give advice to me, the great Ravan, master of the 64 branches of knowledge. What dumb foolery is this? What advice do you seek to give me?
You have precisely one night with you to decide the history of Lanka. Take refuge at the lotus feet of Lord Shri Ram. Save Lanka or destroy yourself and your dynasty.
Oh monkey, I'm impressed by you. Tell me, who are you?
I am Angad, the son of Vali.
Son of Vali?
జనకుడు వాలి, నేను మిత్రులమని తెలియమా? నా ఆహ్వానముగై కొని వానరులను వీడుమా. కిష్కిందకు నిను రాజుగా చేసెదనో అంగదా, స్వలాభమును చూచుకొనుట ఇద్దరికి మేలు కదా.
I shall not be swayed by your sugar-coated, deceptive talk. You may be a scholar for excellence, no doubt, but you are the slave of your senses. Your capricious mind contrived trick-nology and separated the mother of the universe from her Lord, amounting to an unforgivable sin. However, let bygones be bygones. At least today, at this very moment, realize the fact of your iniquity and act as I am telling you. Restore Mother Sita to Lord Shri Ram respectfully, or the peace of Lanka will be in pieces.
Oh vilest of Vanaras, you are indeed an ignoramus. Perhaps you do not know that I am a foe of your Hari. Know that I am the redoubtable stalwart who lifted the Kailash peak as an act of supreme devotion.
Devotion or devotion?
Don't slice, don't deride, oh monkey. Remember, this Ravan laid not flowers but his own heads, plucked by him from his own body as offerings at the feet of Lord Shiva.
Oh conceited monarch, what is the use of all this when you live in vain below the senses?
Below the senses indeed. Here lies, oh impertinent monkey. Ravan is a name that strikes terror in the hearts of the bravest.
You strike terror because you split love.
If I split love, then what is it that you do?
We live in the spirit of love and do anything
for that love which is Lord Shri Ram. Even now, it is not too late, Ravanasura. Surrender to Lord Shri Ram and establish proper ties with him.
Oh, insolent Vanara, dare you advise me?
Fie on you,
fie! Stop your prattle and go back to your Rama.
Alas, Ravana, your days have come to an end. Equipped with 20 eyes, 20 ears, you are nevertheless blind and deaf. Oh, foolish one, accept my advice.
Enough, enough! Soldiers, lift him by his legs and throw him on the floor. Splinter his head.
What can your soldiers do to me, a soul dear, fighting for the triumph of the soul? In the sacred name of Lord Shri Ram, I place my foot here and challenge any one of you to move it by a fraction of an inch. Jai Shri Ram!
నా పదములు పట్టుకొని నా లాభమేమిటయ్యా, శ్రీరామున పదముల బడి శరణు వేడుమయ్యా, దయామయుడు నా దేవుడు యదనుంచుకో, నీతో పాటు గలంకను కాపాడుకో.
ఇంద్రజీత్, put an end to this foolish monkey. Slay it.
Jai Shri Ram.
Lord, I have come with an earnest appeal, for tonight is a decisive night. The destiny of Lanka lies in your hands. Restore Mother Sita to her Lord and make amends, or Lanka will be destroyed.
Mandodari, remember, there is no destruction for Lanka as long as the conqueror of the three worlds, Lankeshwar, is alive.
Mahabali, you can call yourself a true monarch only if you are able to turn the twist of fate from destruction to emancipation by making the light of goodness kindle in your heart. Otherwise, you cannot call yourself the conqueror of the three lokas.
O Queen, know that you are speaking to the invincible Ravan, under whose feet lies the entire universe.
You may be invincible, but today I speak to that Ravan who could not cross just a line drawn by the younger brother of Sita. I speak to that Ravan who could not move the foot of a mere monkey even by a fraction of an inch. I plead with you, make peace with Shri Ram.
Again, Shri Ram, Shri Ram, Shri Ram. You profess that I fall at the feet of that Vanvasi.
Lord, the one whom you so disdainfully call a Vanvasi is in reality Mahavishnu, Srimad Narayan himself, in whom rests the entire Brahman. Why don't you realize it?
Mandodari, realize that whatever this Ravan does is Dharma.
Dashanan, Lanka itself is shrouded in the dark clouds of despair, for you have separated Prakriti from Purusha. Even now it is not too late. Reunite Mother Sita with her Lord.
No, never! No divine power on earth can emancipate Sita from Ravan.
Samar me sada ek hi paksh ji.
tapasvi vanvasi. So finally, you have dared to come face to face with the Mahabali.
Vishanan, prepare yourself to face the final eventuality of your life, death. Know that time has become your kaal.
Your words fail to frighten me. Even the inexorable time shivers in my presence.
Well, it is this very time that whiplashes, not with a stick, but snatches away from the weak-minded ones discrimination, discretion and fair judgment, rendering one blind with ahankar and agyan. Ravan, you epitomize that ahankar.
Ahankar is but natural to me, who has the whole world at his feet.
Your ahankar has perpetrated a dharma in you and is right now spelling your ruin.
Tapasvi, stop your pravachan. Battle not with words, but with your bow and arrows.
Certainly, today's war will lead to the final consummation of unrighteousness. The world will see the triumph of dharma over adharma.
Shri Ram!
Of Treta Yuga is in our midst, in the manifest form of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. If there is paradise on earth, it is here, here and here. Sai Raja reigns supreme over heavens and earth. His kingdom and his darbar encompasses the entire universe.
అడుగు అడుగున సాయి రామని పలికే భక్తుల సంతోహం, పుట్టపర్తిలో వెలసిన దేవుని చిరు పెదవులపై దరహాసం. అడుగు అడుగున సాయిరామ్ అని పలికే భక్తుల సంతోహం, పుట్టపర్తిలో వెలసిన దేవుని చిరు పెదవులపై దరహాసం. ఓ నమో నారాయణాయ, హరి ఓ నమో సాయేశ్వరాయ. కొలిచేదొకరు పూట గడవగా పిలిచేదొకరు, మౌనంగా విలపించేదొకరు, ప్రతి హృదయాన నీ తలపే, ప్రతి హృదయాన నీ తలపే పరిమళించేది నీ కలుకే. అడుగు అడుగున సాయి రమ్మని పలికే భక్తుల సందోహం, పుట్టపర్తిలో వెలసిన దేవుడి చిరు పెదవులపై దరహాసం. ఓం నమో నారాయణాయ, హరి ఓం నమో సాయీశ్వరాయ. వేదన మనసును విడిపోదు, వేదన లేనిది మనసే కాదు. జీవిత నాటక రంగంలోని అనుమతి లేనిది తెరపడిపోదు. కడవరకు ఒక కలవరమే, నిన్ను తలచిన చాలును పరవశమే. అడుగు అడుగున సాయిరామ్ అని పలికే భక్తుల సందోహం, పుట్టపర్తిలో వెలసిన దేవుడి చిరు పెదవులపై దరహాసం.
How did you like that drama, children? Of course, we know that a lot of that story was conveyed in Telugu, but we do hope that would make you curious and lead you to go and read the Ramayana yourself.
And if you would like to, you can read the Ramayana as written by Swami, the Ramakatha Rasavahini, or you could even start with something simple like a comic book on the Ramayana.
Whichever one you may choose to read, children, you must read the Ramayana. It is filled with lessons that when followed will make us lead lives as good individuals.
And Swami would say, the best way to celebrate a festival is to try and imbibe the message of the Lord for whom we are celebrating the festival. Which means, Christmas should be celebrated by studying and living the message of Jesus. Krishna Janmashtami by studying the message of Lord Krishna.
And in the same way, we must celebrate Ramanavami by studying the message of Lord Sri Rama. With that, children, it is time to say goodnight to all of you.
We will meet you next week with another episode of your program, Children's Hour on Radio Sai. Sai Ram, children.
Till then, Sai Ram to all of you, children. Good night.